Hey everybody, I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's noontime, about 10 seconds after noontime, on September 21st, 2020. It's nice to have you here with us, whether it's today or on the archives. We know a lot of people listen on the archives. We've done something new. We've linked up, let me say it that way, with our other website, which is ace-ed.org. That's our American Consortium for Equity in Education. We've always been linked, but we didn't link the two websites as well as we should. They are now. Okay, so if you go over to ace-ed.org, there's a big icon that says Education Talk Radio Podcast. If you click through on that, you can link right over and see all of our schedule for the week, which is over at our regular Education Talk Radio site. But it's easier to just go through ace-ed.org, and then you'll learn about our consortium, see our magazine as well, which is called Equity and Access. The new Back to School issue is up there. It's really excellent. It's getting rave reviews. I hope you take the time to read it. Click through. It's all online. Join with us over at the consortium. We'd love to have you with us because we all believe in equity. This year is nuttier than ever. Okay, we got to make it happen. We want to give voice to educators. It's all free for educators over there. No tricks. Just go over, please, at ace-ed.org. All right. You can also, if you want to follow what we're doing here, you can Twitter. It's EduTalk Radio. EduTalk Radio. On LinkedIn, it's Larry Jacobs. That's me. And on Facebook, it's either Larry Jacobs or Education Talk Radio. And we always put our shows up there right after we're done. And we got a good one today. I've got my old friend, Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann here. Dr. Wiedemann, okay, is the she's the Director of Education over at the USC, that's University of Southern California, SHOA Foundation, all right? And they run a program along with Discovery Education, my good friends, called Teaching with Testimony. She's going to talk all about that today. Update us on what's going on. There's a Stronger Than Hate challenge going on. What Teaching with Testimony does, you can just go over there to teachingwithtestimony.com, teachingwithtestimony.com. It uses other people's voices to encourage student voice and stop all the hatred, bring about social justice. It's a global platform. Again, teachingwithtestimony.com. And Claudia is with us. It's only 9 in the morning there, but I know she's happy and alert to be here starting another week on a Monday morning. Good morning, Claudia, my buddy. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm great. I'm an early bird, so we're good.
People in California are early birds. You all
yes,
are early
I'm
birds. Because you, yeah, you're linked out here to the east, but we're 3 hours ahead of you.
I just did an interview at 7:30. I'm in happy place.
Wow. Wow. So yes. You're in good shape. How was the weekend, if I may ask, before we get started?
Oh,
how was the weekend?
It was relaxing, yes.
Good. Good. We were speaking last week, and I know you needed a relaxing weekend. Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
I'm glad you had one. That's good. All
indeed.
Right, all good stuff. You know, we've done a lot of shows together. You and I know each other well, but we never know who's
yeah.
listening to any given podcast. Just tell everybody yeah. about the USC against Southern California SHOA Foundation, how you work with Discovery, and segue into Teaching with Testimony.
Yeah, so the SHOA Foundation was established by Steven Spielberg after – he completed the filming of Schindler's List in 1994, and we embarked on the collection of testimonies from survivors of the Holocaust and other witnesses. And then later in the years, over the last 25 years, we've added to that collection, testimonies from survivors and witnesses from other genocides, like from Rwanda, Guatemala,
yeah.
Armenian genocide. We then use that material for educational purposes, right? So we curate resources for students and educators to then learn from these stories. Historical information, of course, but then also to consider questions about justice and empathy
yeah.
and what it means, right, to other people in their communities.
Right, and I just made a note to myself that there's plenty of genocides to go around. Okay,
yeah.
But when your mind, yeah, unfortunately, your mind, of course, immediately,
yeah,
everybody's mind immediately goes to the Holocaust, but the Armenians in World War One. And I just read an article, not, I think it was Saturday, the New York Times, about Rwanda and the one that happened there in the late 90s. I think it was late 90s, Hotel Rwanda,
yeah.
People might remember the movie, but it was more than a movie. It was for real. Okay, and now the gentleman...
Yes.
Who ran that hotel, Paul, I can't pronounce his last name,
Paul Labinga.
Yeah, whatever, he's now in jail in Rwanda, because
yeah.
the current strongman
yeah.
hates him. So it goes on and on and on. And I use the line here, and what teaching with testimony really is for all of you educators, and I think it's, we're going to say for 7th or 8th grade up, but it's all about using the voices of others to create powerful student voice and understand, okay, the horrors of this and that it goes on all the time. We have to be aware of it. We got to try to stop it. And not that it's a genocide, but we have to talk about social justice as well here in
right.
this country. And some people may look at it as a genocide. I don't know. Okay, I do not. But, you know, when one group feels so oppressed by another group, okay, it's really terrible. We've got to bring about social justice, et cetera. And I hate to bring it down to this level, but I want to just talk about the educational stuff in there. I know what you're doing, but the grade levels that you think it's appropriate for, and what are the materials over there? And again, it's teachingwithtestimony.com.
Yeah, so the program is one that we developed in partnership with Discovery Education, and that
yep.
Has been a partnership of such immense value and brings students and teachers in
yeah,
the U.S.,
good.
Canada, yeah, and the U.K. with materials in this case that are grounded in testimony of survivors and other witnesses from these genocides that I was sharing with you that then serve as that voice for students to, and this is the key, to think about their own experience, because this is
right.
what it does, right? They then start to think about, well, if this person went through that, maybe I can persevere and do what they did, right? So it really helps students ages 13 and up in this program to really start to think about that. I mean, they do that all the time, but in this program, it's firmly about that process. And in the end, we hope to evoke students' sense of shared global citizenship.
Yeah.
And to give them that sense that they have so much agency to use in their own lives to make change. And I love the question that you posed there that, you know, is what's happening here, for example, in the U.S., around the George Floyd, you know, situation and how that might be connected to genocide. And it absolutely
yeah.
is, because when you look at the 10 stages of genocide, which is
Oof.
A thing and created by Gregory Stanton, and, you know, I don't know the date now if I think about it, but those stages toward genocide include things like discrimination, dehumanization, right? Polarization. And therefore, we want to act against those things because it's absolutely possible. And this program tries to intervene in that cycle, right? And with
yeah,
the power of discovery, education, and the testimonies together, we bring educators no-cost resources at teachingwithtestimony.com.
Yeah, and a couple of things I just want to say. You know, I hate to say this, it is true in American history, what we did to the Native Americans in many cases can be considered
right.
a genocidal movement.
Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
we literally tried to thank God we failed,
mm-hmm.
to destroy the culture. We got about 75% there, but luckily it kind of regained traction, et cetera. But Native Americans, you know, we took over the land, you know, all that sort of thing. The old manifest destiny. I love that excuse. All right. And,
yeah.
and we went. Yeah. I could make that up, too. All right. It's a 1,000-year
uh-huh.
Reich, you know. And you know, what we did there. And it's interesting, as I was posing that question, I hadn't really thought about that beyond, you know, we were talking about today. But it is true. I wonder if African-American kids, without even maybe knowing what the term genocide means, okay, have a feeling that the whole world is really against them, that they're systematically, the world is systematically going after them. It's an interesting problem and one worth talking about. You know, you said for 13-year-olds up and Claudia, the first thought that comes to mind that it would be social studies teachers. That's because I was a social studies teacher. What are you hearing? Who's using the program, Teaching with Testimony? And you certainly know the answer to that question. What kind of teachers and where? How are they using it, so to speak? Yeah.
Yeah, these are teachers and, you know, teach social studies, history, and language arts, which are your typical areas. But we do know that teachers in other, you know, curricular areas are using it, including, you know, courses like media studies and studies on diversity, psychology, and in these courses where you have students, you know, come together from various even grades that then use it to address these questions around diversity and inclusion. I think that's part of the goal with the program, is to demonstrate that you don't have to be in these core subjects to be able to address these topics, right? That you can do this in courses across the curriculum.
Yeah.
And you can use one small clip of testimony and a brief lesson that we have on the website that you can use in, you know, moments where you have just a few minutes. And if you play the one clip and you leave students with one simple question to just think about what they hear and how it resonates, I promise you that these students will think about their own experience. It will evoke reflection that, you know, everyone reflects. Everyone's like, it's a thing. But it's important. It's essential, right, for learning. And if that one thing, I promise that the students will come back and talk about it because it will stay with them. It resonates. So a teacher can do that. It's just use one clip or use a full lesson or watch a full virtual field trip, which we have in the web page as well. And those are 30 minutes, right? And then one of them could be used you know, as a 30-minute virtual field trip as homework, and then students could think about it. And the one we have on the website is on being stronger than hate and the possibilities around using stories to counter it. But, if, you know, so it allows teachers to use it very flexibly, but also in ways that matter for them, that work for them. It's not a rigid or lockstep. It's quite open, and I really invite your listeners to try it out.
I hope they do. TeachingWithTestimony.com, and yeah, the virtual field trip. Just scroll down on the homepage, and you'll see it right there. And God knows we could. Everybody's trapped inside, remote learning, and all that sort of thing. There aren't going to be many field trips, so take them on a good virtual field trip. And you know what you were saying is actually interesting. A lot of schools, I'll say most schools, a vast majority, are you know, working with social emotional learning, and this year that is the number one thing that they've been concerned about. Okay, obviously the technology to get all the kids involved, but they're very concerned about the social emotional impact of the pandemic. Okay, and then anything else that's going on, you know, it's really, really important to do social emotional learning, and if you can use these clips just to get the kids thinking. Not to scare them, but to get them thinking, it really, really matters. I wanted to ask you this. I just wrote it down. I don't think I ever asked you this before. We've done probably 10 shows together. You deal with teachers all the time from all over the country. What's the most unique way, if you can think of a way, or maybe a couple of them, just anecdotally, the most unique things that you've heard teachers doing with the Teaching with Testimony information? Can anything come to mind on that?
I think I think I mentioned it before, is using the material outside of the areas in the curriculum that might be, you know, expected. But more generally, just sort of the use of testimony in a math class stands out.
Wow.
And in that case, because the teacher has such experience with students over the years, having high anxiety about the subject,
mm-hmm.
right? That using clips of testimony from survivors who talk about perseverance and resilience was used at the beginning of the semester to remind them that they have to. Isn't that phenomenal?
Yeah, that's great.
Seriously.
Persistence and resilience. Right. And of course you would glean those things out of there. And if I may, from a personal experience, I would need that in math.
Yeah. I would too. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that. And I realized that, it's the same process in any course. It just drives the message that you have it in you, that you have these things in you, that it happens in the course of bridging with this person who's talking about their experience. That's where the magic happens.
And it is where the magic happens. And, you know, when you folks put these things together, when it first started up, what was the goal? Was the goal, and of course, probably this phrase didn't even exist right then, but, was the goal social-emotional? Was the goal for the kids to understand history? Was the goal for the kids to understand history and then learn from it and make a change? If you just had to focus in on the goal of the Shoah Foundation, what would you say it is?
You know, it was all of those things, and in particular the belief that hearing these stories would drive change in students. I mean, I think over time we've learned that through evaluation and observing how the material is used, but ultimately it was learning about the past would influence the present and students' attitudes and behaviors. That's basically our theory of change, which is if students watch, anyone watches, something's going to happen as a result of that. And it will influence attitudes, behaviors. And that's what happens here. What we've learned even further is that it can promote and activate those social emotional capacities.
Yeah.
That really everyone has, but you can build them. You can continue to build those skills. And so we pivoted to really demonstrate how we could use the material to promote those things that we know are really important in the classroom, and even more so today. And in doing so, like another sort of big aha moment was the impact of this program and its testimony on students of color and other students who may be struggling in the world, because they can see their experience in, you know, greater relief, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I hate to say it, you see some of these things that have happened. You talk about the Rohingyas right now in Burma, all right, wherever that is. I don't mean to blame Burma if it's not them, but whatever, Cambodia, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
But and it's going on right now, and we just have to. It's the 21st century. It's time we stop this crap. Let's put it that way, okay?
Yeah. Right.
It's that simple. You have I'll call it a contest, the Stronger Than Hate Challenge. Okay, want to talk about that?
Yeah, so the Stronger Than Hate Challenge encourages students, 13 and up in the U.S., in the U.K., and Canada, to work, in their classrooms with students to create a multimedia project that demonstrates how testimony may have impacted them to think about how they might bring change, create change in their community so that they, you know, counteract hate. As a result of participating, you know, students will develop some sort of product, right, that shows how they might do that. So some students drew, you know, and painted things. They created poems. They created videos, these sorts of things. So we're looking for students who could show us, you know, how that impacts a testimony on them could mm-hmm. manifest in some thing, you know, that they could mm-hmm. then use to influence the conversation, the discourse, and others, right? So our yeah. winner was, the title was Conquering Hate Through Testimony, and it comes from an 11th grader, Emma, from San Clemente High School here in San Clemente, California. And she basically, you know, used computer software and drew a picture of George Floyd. And we see her doing this as she's narrating what the connection was between testimony and her understanding of what was happening in that moment earlier this year, right? And she mm-hmm. tells us in her artist statement that she didn't realize what the impact would be of testimony on her. She says, testimony impacted me much more than I thought it would.
Huh.
And then she goes on to name a couple of survivors, Edith Rice and Dave Lutz. And again, for this winner, for us, what happened, you know, as we were looking at it, was just that connection that she was making and the connection very specific to the testimonies. And then she posted this on social media, you know, what she created, and she got lots of feedback, had like over 250 views, something like that. And again, she was creating something new and entering into the conversation. That's something that students may not be able to do or feel like they can't do that. And that friction, it was action that we hope happened as a result of this program. And that was really powerful in this case. And, you know, we continue to run this program every year. And, you know, I'll come back and tell you more about the next.
Oh, yeah, you're
cycle,
always welcome here.
But that would be, that's great. And then the second and third winners, I mean, they were all great. The second place winner was an eighth grader, Vaishnavi, from
Acton, Massachusetts. I'm looking at it right now. Acton, Mass, very close to where I
yep.
live. I know Acton
indeed.
Well. Yeah.
And that piece was phenomenal, too. It was a painting. And
pretty.
You can see, yeah, the light and the darkness of our moment, but then also the light of how testimony allowed her to see what's possible there. And that was really great. The other third place, No Longer Silent, is the title. It comes from ninth grader Anaila from Episcopal High School in Houston, Texas. And that, too, was really interesting. She uses video and special effects to really bring that message forward, which is that it's important to speak about past experiences. And she references Pansy Fang, one of our survivors of the Cambodian genocide, who you know, really is a catalyst here for her to be able to say these things that she does in the video, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And this artwork, again, and this is, this is teachingwithtestimony.com/challenge. And I just Googled Stronger Than Hate Challenge. I didn't realize it was even on the exact same website there. And it's great.
Oh,
I mean, it's really something. Who is this? At the top of the website is a woman. Who is that? Is that you?
I don't know. Let me see. I'm looking.
Teachingwithtestimony.com/challenge. There's a video.
Yeah. These are survivors.
Oh, okay.
Those are our survivors.
Okay.
And you'll see, it's just like a preview of what the program is.
Cool. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
By the way, the winning entries are eligible to win up to $10,000 in prizing.
Indeed.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's
indeed.
Cool.
Indeed, they did.
Yeah.
They got some nice money.
That's pretty cool, I got to tell you. These kids have talent, I'll tell you. It's really something when you
see
that. It's just amazing. What I have to ask, what Emma's from San Clemente High School, she did this nice picture of George Floyd, and it's got this nice picture here. What prompts you to make one number one and one number two, one number three? What are you looking for, okay, in that?
Well, we have a criteria and the multiple people who are reviewing them, and that happens at Discovery Education, and but then we also review. So there are multiple layers of review. But basically, we have things like, how do they make the connection between what they watched in the testimony to the product? You know, how clear is that connection? The other is that they stay within the, you know, the, of course, the specific parameters of the entry that we make very clear, that they bring to bear what they learned in an activity that they complete to developing that product. So they complete a module online about this topic of hate, and they watch testimony, and they, you know, respond to questions, things like this. And we want to see how what they learned there also sort of shows up in what they do.
So it goes deeper than just the work they're doing. There's a lot of thoughtfulness, thought behind it, and linkage of ideas, et cetera. I was just curious about that, okay, because it's really something. These kids are amazing. Just goes to show you, okay, you give these kids the opportunity to say something. It's always been this way, you know, and you can't believe what comes out. It's just absolutely incredible. Before we leave, what's the next things you guys are planning? Anything new on the horizon?
Yeah, we're planning another virtual field trip that focuses on, let's say, legacy and the influence of our ancestors, of our families, on our own experience and who we think we are. And we're going to feature more, you know, prominently the Armenian genocide experience, both from a survivor point of view and from the point of view of you know, second or third, fourth, fifth generation of that experience, and really think about how legacy happens for us, what it means for us, how it influences who we think we are, our identity. And these are things that are important all the time, but even more so these days with this rising hate, is that it immediately implicates questions around identity. It implicates questions about what does it mean to be a person in this world? And what it means to be, othered and not included in what we think is our community. And so I think it'll be a really nice addition to what we have on the website for students to think about.
Oh, it will.
Just to really think about how to bring it into the curriculum.
Yeah, the work you do, Claudia, is just so important. I mean, it's just great. The whole idea of teaching with tests, I mean it. It's tough work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough work.
Because
you're looking at this stuff all day long, okay? And this stuff, although you're working to make it better, is not pretty, okay? And you have to confront it. It's tough. So I love you for that. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Larry. And thank you.
You're something,
and your
pal.
Listeners.
Yeah, you're really something. We'll do more. That's all I can tell you. I hope everybody gets involved with this. It's really important. You take care. Go have that martini we talked about last week, remember?
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks, pal.
Bye-bye.
Be good, Claudia. Bye.
Bye.
That's Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann. Okay, and she's Director of Education over at the Shoah Foundation. What you need to know is teachingwithtestimony.com. Teachingwithtestimony.com. 13-year-olds and up. Okay, it's hard for kids to younger than that to understand this as well as they should. You know your students. You make that call. All right? And thanks, Claudia. Like I said, the work you do is so important, and it's tough work. So we love you for that. All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, which is now linked over to our consortium for equity at ace-ed.org, our magazines at ace-ed.org. Thanks so much for listening. Get involved with this stuff. It's great for your kids, okay? They'll really learn something, all right? And probably you will, too. Thanks for listening. My name is Larry Jacobs.